In Southern California, U.S. Border Patrol has been extending its reach to counties far from the Mexican border where thousands of legal and illegal immigrants live and work. The Border Patrol says the new, more vigorous searches are part of its mission. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, they're also spreading fear in Latino communities.
The working-class community of Home Gardens is unusually empty these days. Gone are the day laborers waiting for work on street corners of this Latino barrio, 100 miles due east of Los Angeles. And owners of the small tortilla stores, butcher shops, and bakeries say they've lost up to half of their usual customers in the past few weeks, ever since the Border Patrol started picking up undocumented immigrants in the area. Thirty-eight-year-old Antonia Lopez says she hardly dares to go out anymore. Her friends call her sometimes to warn her when La Migra, immigration agents, come near. Throughout Southern California, word has spread quickly that the Border Patrol is making sweeps in the inland counties 100 miles north of the border. Spanish-language radio stations are broadcasting alerts on where La Migra is operating and cautioning people not to panic. But Border Patrol Supervisor Sean Isham of the San Diego office says it's all been blown out of proportion.
This misinformation is creating hysteria. You know, the Border Patrol is not operating up in San Bernardino County, in Los Angeles County, at Huntington Park, all these areas that you've seen in the newspapers and on the radio shows.
Since the beginning of June, 12 agents from the Temecula Border Checkpoint in northern San Diego County have been operating as a roving unit in Riverside and San Diego counties. George Pratt is one of two supervisors of the new mobile patrol group. He says they make arrests based on information gathered by local police and sheriff's deputies and from tips from the public.
We're not in the churches, we're not in schools, we're not near apartment buildings or anything like this. We're working commercial areas, industrial areas where we know there's a congregation or people that are going to be going over there for employment purposes in these industrial areas. If you're out in one of those areas where we're working and you're here illegally in the United States, then you're going to be subject to arrest.
Border Patrol officials say inland patrols are nothing new. In fact, they were common practice until a few years ago when the focus of immigration enforcement shifted to hardening the border. Brown University professor Peter Andreas is author of the book Border Games, Policing the U.S.-Mexico Divide.
Part of what's happened over the last 10 years is there's been enormous pressure to take control of the border, to beef up border control at the line itself, rather than chasing people around once they're in the country.
Andreas terms this recent push to the inland counties as an effort to thicken the border and to secure it further north. But he says unless immigration authorities begin to target employers hiring cheap labor, going after migrants won't stop illegal immigration. That view is shared by some agents working the border. At a diner up the freeway from the Temecula checkpoint, Border Patrol agent and local union vice president Chris Botter says he's skeptical that the new mobile patrol group will be very effective, given the huge number of illegal immigrants living inside the U.S., and given the large number of immigrant smugglers that whiz past border checkpoints every day.
We're still questioning why the agency would only allow 10 agents to do the job that every agent should be out there doing. It's like putting a Band-Aid on an amputated arm. It's not going to close the wound. It's not going to heal anything. And it's just, it's another one of the many dog and pony shows to make the public think we're doing something.
Still, the more than 400 arrests in the last few weeks are making an impact in the community. At a recent meeting in San Bernardino, community activists rallied to discuss their next move in this cat-and-mouse game. They want La Migra out of their towns, and they want them to stop doing what they say is racially profiling Latinos. They're considering everything from street demonstrations to lawsuits. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.